The issue of human trafficking has received new attention in recent years. And here in Oregon, the Portland Police Bureau has an entire unit dedicated to fighting the crime and helping victims that are caught in the middle.
Grand Rising, to all my beautiful souls, got a powerful message for you today. Remind yourself that you are enough. Remind yourself that you are complete and you deserve because you are worth it. Sometimes, in order to get connected with who we really are, we have to silence the mind from all the noise of the world and be still. Be selective of what you give your energy to, because energy is the new currency. Be mindful of what you pay for. Peace, love, liberation. You can do it.
If Trump wins, how about bursting into tears and screaming fuck for the next 45 minutes?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion, and I mean literally crying.
Everybody is crying and so upset, and it is the end of their world.
Feels like the end of the world.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country.
Is there a doomsday plan?
Am I right to ask about a doomsday plan? Do you see this as a doomsday scenario?
It feels like we're trying to avoid the apocalypse and half of the country is voting for the asteroid.
There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Something isn't right. The soldiers, what are they doing?